This is Save the World, an internet-based Christian ministry with a divine mandate to give sight to the blind and set the captives free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have an online presence at www.christonline.info. My name is Babatope Babalobi, and today I shall be examining a message I call Overcoming the Evil Gate Men. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I commit this message to you, and I commit every ear that is hearing this message. I pray that you shall give them the spirit of understanding, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says that at the entrance of your word there shall be deliverance. Therefore, as many people that are under the command of my voice as they are listening to this message, I decree deliverance for them in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of God, even as it's released today, shall pierce your body, soul, and spirit, and it shall address that situation you are passing through in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the power in your word. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I shall be examining a message I call Overcoming the Evil Gate Men, and I'm taking my reference text from the book of Prophet Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 6. It says, "And for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate." Every physical being, either animate or inanimate, has a physical gate. The gate to the body is the mouth. Every house or an office has a gate. And every street has an entrance that serves as the gate to the street. Every community, every town, and every city has a gate. There is usually a port of entrance into every city. There is usually a port of entrance into every city. And that port of entrance is known as the city gate. If you are traveling and you are about to enter a country, if you decide to enter by the sea port is the gate to that country. If you also enter by the airport is one of the gates to that nation. I want you to know today that in most cases, usually, every physical gate is manned by power. The nerves and tongues, your nerves and tongues are the powers that are guiding entrance into your mouth. That security officer or that gate man is the power that is monitoring entrance into your office. If you are about to enter a country, the immigration officers that are standing at the border post to check your papers, to check your visas, are the powers that are guiding entrance into the country. It's very clear that if the power that guards a physical gate does not allow you to come in, there is no way you can enter that office, there is no way you can enter that residence, there is no way you can enter the city, there is no way you can enter the nation. If the immigration officer at the seaport, if the immigration officer at the airport, do not allow you to enter the country, there is no way you can enter the country. Let's even bring it to the level of our bodies. If your nerves are not open, you know, your nerves are not the gates that guides your mouth. If your nerves that guides your mouth are not open, there is no way you can drink any liquid or eat any food. Therefore, gate man guiding the office must give you a pass to come in before you can enter into that office to transact any business. Even the Bible says that heaven has a gate and angels ascend and descend from the gate of heaven. The gate is therefore very strategic and important in order to gain entrance into any space to achieve a purpose. In the ancient times, nations do not joke with the city gates. Battles are won and lost at the city gates. The city gates are usually heavily fortified and protected. Once an enemy is able to overcome the people guiding the city gate, the inhabitants of that city surrender to the invaders. is for this simple reason that very high walls and security posts are erected around ancient towns in order to restrict movement and entrance into those towns. If you study the Bible very carefully, the children of Israel could not possess Jericho. The children of Israel could not enter Jericho until the city walls around Jericho crumbled. It took 7 days of divinely inspired march around the city walls of Jericho before the city walls collapsed and the people enter into Jericho to possess their possessions. Today, even as we are hearing this message, I want you to know that just as there are physical gates, there are also spiritual gates. The kernel of my message for you today is that just as every house, just as every street, just as every residence, just as every office, just as every town, just as every nation has a physical gate, also every house, every residence, every office, every street, every nation also has a spiritual gate. I also want you to know that just as there are gate men guiding the physical gates, there are also spirit beings guiding spiritual gates. Just as the physical gates men must give you permission before you can enter an office or before you can enter a residence, just as we have immigration officers at the border post of towns and they have to give you permission before you can enter new towns or new nations, there are also spiritual gate men guiding houses, guiding offices, guiding streets, guiding countries, guiding nations. And if those spirit beings, if you are not able to overcome those spirit beings, you may not be able to enter those dwelling place in the spirit realm. The cross of the matter is that there are spiritual gates in the entrances of offices, streets, and nations, and Satan, your enemy, has denigrated evil angels to guide the entrances to prevent Christians from coming to possess their possessions. And unless you are able to overcome these evil gate men, you may not be able to receive your blessings from those offices or streets or nations. It is quite possible to enter into a place in a physical realm and not to be able to gain entrance into that place in a spiritual realm. You can enter into a house in the physical realm through a physical gate, but you may not be able to enter into that house through the spiritual gates. You may enter into an office through a physical gate, but you may not be able to enter into that office in the spirit realm through the spiritual gates. So today you must recognize that even as you enter into any place through the physical gate, you must also ensure that you enter into that place through its spiritual gates. In most cases, you are able to enter into places only through the physical gates. But unknown to most of us, we are being hindered from entering into those same places through their spiritual gates. It's quite possible for you to enter into a company, to enter into an office, to enter into a nation, to enter into a town, to enter into a street, only through the physical gate. And you are disallowed from entering into that same office or town or street or nation through the spiritual gate. But unfortunately, since it is the spiritual that controls the physical, if you are just able to enter into a place through the physical gate, and you are not able to enter into that same place through the spiritual gate, you may not be able to receive the blessings in that place. This message today calls for deep knowledge and deep understanding. And this underlines the reasons for the failure of most people to receive blessings where they are supposed to be blessed. You are going to a company to transact business and you expect to be favored in that company. If you are just able to enter that company through the physical gate and you are being hindered by evil angels from entering that company through the spiritual gates, you may not receive your blessings in that company. If you have traveled to a nation or to a new country and you enter into the border post through the physical gates, no, let's assume the immigration officers at the border post allow you to enter into that nation through the physical gates, But if evil gate men in the spirit realm did not allow you to enter into that same country through the spiritual gates, your activities in that company may not be profitable and productive. One of the reasons why people expect frustration and disappointment is that in most cases they are just able to enter into companies, into offices, into dwelling places only through this physical gate, and they are not able to enter into the spiritual gates. Christians, therefore, need to move around with understanding. Before you enter into any building where you are looking for assistance or favor or support, you have to know that there is a physical gate and there is a spiritual gate into that building. As you enter into the physical gate of the building, you must also pray and overcome every evil gate man that is standing at the spiritual gate of that building, so that you can also enter into the spiritual gate of the building. The physical gate may allow you to enter a building, but if the spiritual gate man did not allow you to enter into that building, you may not have a successful venture in that building. Therefore, as you enter into any building physically, you must also pray that spiritually you are able to enter into that building in order for you to have a successful transaction. We must be able to overcome every spiritual gateman, every evil spiritual gateman, through the wisdom and power of God before we can have success in our undertakings, in offices, in residences, in streets, and in nations. I want you to come to a clear understanding that just as you have gates to your houses in the physical realm, you also have gates to your houses in the spiritual realm. Just as you are entering a street from a junction and there are gates to that street in the physical realm, there are also gates to that street in the spiritual realm. Just as you are entering a company and you reach the entrance to the company, just as every company and every office have a gate in the physical realm, there are also gates to those companies in the spiritual realm. Therefore, you must know, before you can possess your possessions, you must enter into those buildings, both in the physical realm and the spiritual realm. I also want you to know clearly today that in the spirit realm, there are evil gate men that Satan has denigrated to prevent the children of God from entering those buildings where you are supposed to be blessed. Therefore, as a child of God, you have to exercise your power and ensure that you enter into those places, both in the physical realm and in the spiritual realm. I will teach you by the Spirit of God how to enter the spiritual gate that is guiding every building. And the teaching is based on the Word of God in the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 6. It says, "And for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for shame to turn the battle to the gate." God expects us to take the battle to the gates. God is giving us an understanding through his word that there are gates that is guiding every location. And you must turn the battle to the gates. You must know that there are evil gate men in various locations, and by the power in the name of Jesus Christ, you must confront these evil gate men and fight them with the word of God and overcome them by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. There are spiritual gates to the destiny of where you are living. There are spiritual gates to the destiny that is to the entrances of where you are walking. And you must turn the battle to the gates, as is written in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 6. Though you cannot see these evil gate men, you need to pray in faith and overcome this evil gate men. In most cases, the physical gates we can see, the physical gates are visible, the physical gate men are visible, but the spiritual gates and the spiritual gate men are not visible. Therefore, it's only by the Spirit that we can enter any building or enter any location through the spiritual gates. I want you to know today that unless you overcome the evil gate men standing at the gates of your success, you cannot achieve breakthroughs. There are strongholds of darkness preventing Christians from entering into the gates of their promised land. And unless these strongholds of darkness are overcome, unless these strongholds of darkness are paralyzed, most people will remain in the wilderness. Christians must understand that there are spiritual gates to every location and must pray to overcome every evil gate man that is standing at the entrance of these spiritual gates and paralyze their activities in the name of Jesus Christ. The simple truth, even as I end this message, is that you need to take over authority over every evil gate man that is standing at the gates of your breakthrough, that is standing at the gate of your blessing, that is standing at the gate of your promotion, that is standing at the gate of your success, that is standing at the gate of your blessings, and overcome this evil gate man so that you can enter into your promised land and possess your possessions. God clearly tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 28 verse 6 that we should take the battle to the gates. Today, even as I conclude this message, I want you to take the battle to the gates of your office. I want you to take the battle to the gates of your house. I want you to take the battle to the gates of your city. I want you to take the battle to the gates of your streets. I want you to take the battle to the gates of any location, of any company in which you are entering. Don't just walk into any building. Don't just walk into any office. Don't just enter your house in the morning or night. You must know that there is a spiritual gate for your house. You must know that every building has a spiritual gate. And you must take the battle to the gates. Just don't just enter into any building. As you are about to enter any building, as you are about to enter any company, as you are entering the physical gate, you must ensure that you successfully enter the spiritual gate. You must speak to the gates of your house. You must speak to the spiritual gates of your house. You must speak to the spiritual gates of your street. Your street has a spiritual gate. Your town in which you are staying has a spiritual gate. That office in which you are working has a spiritual gate. Before you can be blessed in that office, you must enter the spiritual gate and overcome the evil gate man. The town you are staying as a spiritual gate, once you are traveling into a new town, as you reach the entrance of that town, you must know that there is a spiritual gate to that town. And you must speak to that spiritual gate and command that gate to open for you. Heaven has a gate. Therefore, every place on earth also has a gate. You must know that the spiritual control the physical. Don't just enter into any building in the physical realm. You must also ensure that you enter in the spiritual realm. So today, even as I round up this message, I pray for you that every evil gate man that is standing at the gate of your breakthrough, by the power that is above every other name, it is written, that in the power in the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow in heaven and earth under the heart, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Therefore, you that evil gate man, that is standing at the gate of the breakthrough of any person that is listening to me, I command you in the name that is above every other name, be paralyzed, be paralyzed, be paralyzed, be paralyzed. I disarm you in the name of Jesus Christ. By the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every evil gate man, any power that is preventing you from entering the spiritual gate to your house, to your offices, to your town, I command the powers to be paralyzed now. Be paralyzed now. Be paralyzed now. In the name of Jesus Christ, every evil gate man that is controlling the destiny of the street or the office or the house in which you are working in, that is preventing you from possessing your possession, that is preventing you from entering into your promised land, every power that has been assigned as an evil gate man in that office in which you are working or in that office in which you are transacting a business, I challenge those evil gate men. I challenge those evil gate men with the power in the name of Jesus Christ. I challenge them with the fire of the Holy Ghost. I challenge them with the blood of Jesus Christ, and I command them to be destroyed now. Receive destruction, receive destruction, receive destruction, receive destruction, receive destruction. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command every spiritual gates to your breakthroughs to be open now. Be open, 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 be open. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to every spiritual gates to your breakthrough, to your blessing, to your promotion. I speak to them and I tell them, receive the blood of Jesus Christ, 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 receive the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, today I push you into every spiritual gates in the name of Jesus Christ. Every physical and spiritual door to your breakthroughs, enter into it now by force. Enter into you now by fire. Enter now. Enter now. Enter now. Enter now. Enter now. Enter now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every gate of your success, every gate of your breakthrough, every gate of your promotion, every gate of your joy, every gate of your success that has been closed against you by the power in the name of Jesus Christ, I command those gates to be open now. Be open, be open, be open, be open, be open. Be open, be open, be open, be open, be open. In the name of Jesus Christ, anointing to enter into every physical and spiritual gates of your success, of your breakthrough, of your peace, of your salvation. Receive it now. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, today, the power to take the battles to every gate. Today, I take the battle of success, the battle for your breakthrough, the battle for your promotion, the battle for your greatness, the battle for the manifestation of your destiny and glory. I take it to the gates of that office, of that company, of that town, of that city, of that country in which you are expecting to be blessed. And I command the gates to be open, the spiritual gates to be open for your sake right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. I push you to the spiritual gates of your success, and I speak to the angels of God, and I command them to push you into the gates of your success, into the spiritual gates of your success right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Finally, the gates of heaven shall be open for your sake in the name of Jesus Christ. Heaven shall be your portion. I withdraw your name from the register of Satan, and I write your name in the book of life. Finally, as I conclude this message, I want you to know, I want you to have the understanding that before you can take the battle to the gates, as is written in the book of Isaiah chapter 28 verse 6, before you can overcome every evil gateman that is standing in the spiritual realm that is preventing you from entering the gates of your breakthrough, you have to give your life to Christ, you have to be a child of God. Because it's only the power of the Lord Jesus Christ that can give you the anointing to break every power that is preventing you to enter into the spiritual gates of your success. Therefore, before God can intervene in your life, you have to surrender your life to Him. If you are not yet giving your life to Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come to you just as I am. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I pray that the Spirit of God shall come and rule my life. I confess my sin and I pledge to go and sin no more. Thank you, Father, because you are not in Jesus' mighty name. If you have said that simple prayer, you are not a child of God, you are not a born-again Christian, and I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ, every spirit of backsliding in your life, I command it to break right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Right there where you are, receive the spirit of holiness, receive the spirit of righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, because I know in Jesus' mighty name. I want to thank you for listening to this message. This message is from Save the World, an internet-based Christian ministry. We have a website at www.christonline.info. There you can also get links to our blogs. If you also want to send an email to us, you can send an email to us at info@christonline.info. We'll be willing to hear your messages, for prayers, for counseling. If you also want to support our work, you also be willing to hear from you on how you want to support our work financially. You can also give us a phone call. Our phone number is 234-8035-897435. We are based in Nigeria. and the country code of Nigeria is 234. So our phone number again is 234-8035-897435. We also have various Christian books that will assist in your Christian growth and development. We have Power Over the Serpent that teaches the strategies and tactics of living and overcoming Christian life. We have Qualities of a Christian Leader. On it teaches you how to live in righteousness and how to live in holiness in any leadership position you are holding. We have 300 Names and Attributes of God. It teaches you on how to use the names and attributes of God to praise and worship Him. There are several ebooks we also have. If you are interested in any of our books, either in a electronic or in hard copy, you can send us an email at info@christonline.info and shall be happy to give you more information on how you can order those books. My name is Babatope Babalobi. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I mark you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I said, and I pray for you that let no man trouble you, because you bear on your body the mask of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.